Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Wednesday, October 7th, 2020.
Bitcoin is trading at 10,630, up about 0.5%, and ETH is trading at 338, up about 0.5% as well. A little bit of movement, a little bit of upward movement there. I like it.
All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. First, going to the UK, the FCA bans crypto derivatives for retail consumers, and that is the Financial Conduct Authority, and they published their final rules banning the sale of derivatives and exchange-traded notes because they said that it was retail consumers are unable to properly value them.
Yeah, they gave a few reasons. So the FCA is the British version of, I guess it's kind of a combination of the SEC, although they have their own regulatory bodies, and then also the Consumer Protection Agency. So they're both looking into financial issues and financial risks, as well as watching out for consumers. It's important to note that they banned derivative trading and ETN notes, but not the actual currencies themselves. So they didn't ban Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP trading. They banned derivatives. They gave a number of reasons. The first one was, and I'll quote, "The inherent nature of the underlying assets means they have no reliable basis for valuation." I think that's complete BS. I think that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard a financial body say. I mean, Jesus, like there is something like $73 trillion of CDNs, of credit default swaps, CDSs floating out there that are essentially just bets. I mean, these are like straight up gambling bets. For a financial institution to make this, this is a dig directly at crypto, and it has absolutely nothing to do. That's such a stupid thing to say. It makes me just upset. The other one is that they gave a few other reasons. The last one that I thought was sort of interesting was lack of legitimate investment need for retail consumers to invest in these products. That to me really stood out because I think it legitimately shows that, it's hard to really read that and understand if they are referring to the derivatives themselves or the underlying assets. That's what I think really gets me. Is it like, if you're referring to the derivatives, I mean, look at any asset that is traded, there is no reason to trade derivatives other than to make bets on it. That's literally the reason derivatives exist. So if you have any derivatives anywhere in your market, you are assessing the existence of the derivative based on the underlying asset if you're going to make choices between crypto derivatives versus stock derivatives and options. So they're essentially saying that there is no underlying value to the underlying assets that people would want to believe in. I think that bubbles up to the derivative. So I don't know. I think this was a really dumb call around the board. You know, UK tends to be tends to be both conservative on financial matters, as well as also one of the most corrupt and unconservative, I guess, when it comes to shell companies. I mean, there more money gets laundered through London than anywhere else in the world, I think by orders of magnitude. Though don't quote me on that. I mean, it's a very, very large amount. So it's weird that they are making these kinds of statements, but I think this is more of a protecting British consumers rather than making statements about the financial markets, because this they still let all this for normal people, for businesses that want to engage in this. So I don't know. This to me is all BS, but I guess that's sort of the regulatory nature of crypto right now is all kind of BS. It's all kind of knee-jerk BS.
Well, yeah, and staying in Europe, Cointelegraph had Europe's new crypto regulations pose existential questions for DeFi.
I like this one because it's like, exactly. They said their quote was, "It may prove difficult to subject the instruments to regulatory requirements." Like, yes, that is exactly the point. That is exactly why we need DeFi, because some prick like, you know, the UK government's going to come along and say that you can't trade what you want to trade because they don't think that you should be able to trade derivatives, but a professional broker should be able to, or you should be able to trade derivatives on other stock options. Like, the whole point of DeFi is getting complex or not complex, getting these financial instruments into the hands of everybody. So the whole point here absolutely is for it not to be, is that a central bank cannot go and blanketly, you know, turn it off. I mean, look, there's still a huge underlying issue with DeFi, which is that, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. People are absolutely abusing that. There's a lot of scams still. How we as a community figure that out, how we start doing our own credit ratings on projects. And you already see like some of the DeFi aggregators are doing ratings, risk ratings on projects, things like that, that I think is great. That these are all moves towards better, what I think we would consider like community governance, because there never will be centralized governance. You can't have centralized regulatory on this other than just telling people not to put money in it. And it's nigh on impossible to tell people not to put money if they have Ethereum already. So this is interesting. I think that Europe, they finally kind of get what's going on. And what are you going to do?
All right. So Dragonfly, Coinbase, a few others invest $500K in a new DEX with an alternative Oracle solution.
Yeah. So obviously, Chainlink is an Oracle provider. So, but none of the exchanges that are out there really use oracles to actually do exchanging. So to do trading on, what they're doing is you have two different uses of oracles in the DeFi system. I mean, one is for the value of your loans to your collateral is one really big place that oracles are used. So essentially what people like Maker are doing is they use an oracle to go out, and Maker's kind of a bag, but the different guys are loaning money out. They'll go, they look at an oracle, and if your collateral has fallen below a particular collateralized point, a percentage of value to collateral, then people can start liquidating your assets. And so they are using it to actually drive parts of their fundamental contract, I guess you could say. The other place that you see oracles is for, you know, derivatives markets, as long as we're on derivatives, and that's like making bets. And you can actually go and you can use an oracle to settle a bet when you make a bet on a trade or something. So that's where you see it. You don't see them in trades in exchanges, because exchanges naturally lend themselves to automatic market making, because you don't really want to be using an oracle to do. You want to be discovering price. You don't want to be using oracles. So this is a little bit of a move towards using oracles for actually price discovery and figuring out clever ways to do that. Not a lot has come out about, but it's exciting. Like anything that is revving the DEX space is doing cool stuff.
All right, next, Pantera says they're placing a heavier bet on DeFi than the rest of the market.
They said this, and I'm super curious what this means, because we can't really provide a ton of details about what this actually means. I would be very surprised if this means that they are buying Uni tokens. I don't think that that's how I would interpret this statement. Pantera is obviously one of the big investment houses / I don't know, you couldn't really call them a VC, but let's just call it like a fund that invests in crypto. And they're making bets on DEX, on DeFi. I think that probably means bets on smart contract type companies. So I think it certainly means Ethereum bets. I bet they're increasing their, you know, they probably look at the world in terms of their biggest assets are probably Bitcoin and Ethereum. I bet they're moving their target portfolio to overweight Ethereum more than before, because, Bitcoin's great, but it is not, if they think DeFi is going to drive the next wave, that's not what Bitcoin's going to be doing. So I think that this is saying they're going to be investing more in Ethereum and then looking for fund for VC companies that are, or I'm sorry, for companies raising funds that want to go after DeFi. But we've talked about it a lot on the show, which is that companies raising DeFi, it is not a super VC friendly model. Like people that are investing in those companies don't want there to be token pre-mines. They don't want all this nonsense that comes along with it. DeFi lends itself really, really well to decentralization and DAOs. So I'm really curious to see if this actually means that they'll make DAO bets and other less traditional VC bets in this space. That's what I would look for.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
Have a good one.